This is KCUR 89.3. In its nearly 40-year history, the Coterie Theater has challenged its young adult audiences with subjects like bullying or the Salem witch trials. Their current production, The Nine Who Dared, Courage in Little Rock, explores a pivotal time in the civil rights movement in the 50s and 60s, the struggle for school integration, the court rulings, the protests, and the student perspective through an interactive town hall meeting. KCUR's Laura Spencer reports.
Busloads of middle and high school students are filing into the Coterie Theater for a weekday matinee. It's a diverse group of kids, black, white, Latino, settling into brightly colored chairs circling the stage. An image of a faded Confederate flag on the floor hints at some of the racial tension, present and past.
Welcome. I'm Reverend Fred Shaw, and I'm pleased to see so many members of the Little Rock community gathered here today.
The year is 1957. The play The Nine Who Dared, Courage in Little Rock brings the audience into a town hall meeting in Little Rock, Arkansas, after the integration of Central High School, when nine African-American teenagers enrolled in an all-white school.
Don't respond to anything they say.
Excellent.
Here's actor Diane Avette as Melba Petillo and Sherry Roulette Mosley as Daisy Bates with the Arkansas NAACP, who coaches her before she goes to school.
What did you just say?
Head held high.
Right. Let's go.
2, 4, 6, 8. We ain't gonna integrate.
In 1954, the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Brown versus Board of Education declared segregated schools unconstitutional. But in 1957 Little Rock, black students were still not welcome. There were mobs, troops were called in, and there was violence.
On my way to class, a girl slapped me and spit in my face. I kept walking.
The play is peppered with news reports. There's a heated exchange between President Dwight D. Eisenhower and Arkansas Governor Orville Faubus. And as this first difficult semester winds down, black student Minnie Jean Brown decides she's had enough. The audience is then invited in to participate in the town hall, to question the cast in character, give advice, and find out what happened next.
Many of you have questions for Ernest, Melba, Mrs. Bates, and Ms. Huckabee after hearing what has occurred at Central High School.
Donovan Woods plays Ernest Green, one of the Little Rock Nine students. Woods says as an actor, it's challenging to go from script to off-script, blending research with improvisation.
It seems like the show's never really over because you end the show as the character, and then we do the follow-up questions as the character, and then after the follow-up questions are the post-questions, still knowing who the character is.
Diane Avette's character, Melba Petillo, later wrote a book about her experience, and she says it helped put it into context.
I think one of those things that when you're playing a real person, to understand not just what happened to them, but the time and the place. Like, what was the era like? What was the music like? What were average teenagers doing? How did they respond to not only adults, but each other as peers?
After the performance, I checked in with two middle schoolers.
My name is Carwin Cooper. I'm in the 7th grade, and I go to Arrowhead Middle School.
My name is Jose Delgado. I'm in 7th grade, and I go to Arrowhead Middle School.
Although the story takes place almost 60 years ago, they said they were able to make connections.
One of the main things I learned is it was a hard time back then, and like I'm kind of lucky that I didn't have to go through that.
I like how I learned that they stand up, they kept their head up without saying bad words.
In Little Rock, it was the young people, teenagers, who were on the front lines of the integration battle.
Everybody in this theater has the same kind of courage. You just have to be willing to stand up for what you believe in.
And Donovan Woods says this message of courage is one the audience can take with them. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.
The Nine Who Dared, Courage in Little Rock runs through October 21st at the Coterie Theater.